Every year in May, groups of Annenberg students are given exclusive access to some of the world's most important media, communication, and technology companies. While some travel far and wide, we're talking about one that stays close to home here in Los Angeles. This is USC Annenberg's annual Maymester program, and today we're diving deep into the Sports Maymester, which gives students the opportunity to engage with the ways sports are intersecting with news industries at places such as Red Bull Media and Apple Beats. Carly Rieger, a junior here at USC Annenberg, studying communications, and Fernando Cienfuegos, a grad student here studying PR and advertising, will give us a peek into their trip. I'm your host, Sky Lee, and welcome to the Annenverse. Stay tuned. Before coming to Annenberg, Carly started off as a film major.
Being interested in media as a whole, I thought Annenberg was such an amazing school. And then with the Maymester specifically, I've always been interested in going into sports. And so I knew about the Sports Maymester before even being a student at USC, and it's something I've wanted to do.
Like Carly, the majority of students in the Sports Maymester share a common interest in sports. And Fernando does too, but just in the online space. He enjoys esports.
So a lot of what esports does is really try and understand how to reach communities online. And so I'm trying to see what it is that draws people to traditional sports as a whole and how they connect to people in different communities. And see how I can apply that to maybe something of interest to me.
Right. And can you kind of give me a breakdown of what your week program at the Sports Maymester looked like?
We had 4 days and we would visit a company in the morning. They showed us a tour of their facilities. We met with different people who worked there and we had the chance to ask questions. And every company did things a little different. Some had a slideshow presentation. Some had things for us to work on, like projects. And we also had an alumni networking dinner as part of the event.
This intense week-long program was spearheaded by Dean Willoughby.
She is the one who looked at all of our company briefs and graded them and gave us feedback.
Oh, wow.
And she introduced us to everyone we met throughout. And she makes sure that we have a chance to ask the questions that we're thinking of, but she offers a different perspective.
Definitely. I'm wondering what kind of perspective Dean Bay brought on to this Maymester and what it would have been like without her.
When we look at these companies, despite all the research we have, we're kind of assuming a lot of things because we're still learning. So our questions come out of curiosity, whereas her questions come from lived experience. Oh. Had she not been there and we had the chance to meet with each of these companies, it still would have been amazing. But I don't think they would have been as excited to host us and as thoughtful with their time as each of them had been.
One of the most notable companies that students got to visit was Red Bull Media.
We have the chance to look at different things that Red Bull is working on and give our feedback to the executives. So we met in a small group with communication specialists and we talked about what we thought about their basketball event, their Pro AM, that's what it's called, that had been coming up at the time. And then from there, we presented to multiple of their executives and they took the time to tell us not just what they thought about our ideas, but what they thought about how we presented ourselves and what we had to say. And I feel like that's such a rare opportunity to hear from professionals in that sense.
For Fernando, his interest in esports brought a different perspective to these conversations.
If I don't know something and I'm curious about it, I'm not going to be afraid to not ask the question because, I mean, like, it's something that might be of interest and might be a good track to discover something different or talk about it or have a just insightful conversation. When it comes to students who maybe want to apply to the Sports Maymester and aren't sure about how it may overlap with them, think about what is it that you're interested in. Think about what it is that you know you bring added value to and be open to how it can apply to an entirely different industry and really rely on what you do know about what it is that you like to do. I like storytelling. I just like production. It's why a lot of my questions are related to that whenever I had an opportunity to discuss it. And if something didn't come up production-wise or didn't really relate, like, I just listened attentively to my peers because they had a lot more insight about things that I did not know about. And I would just use that as inspiration for myself to be able to be like, hey, like, what would be good to think about within this space?
At the end of the Maymester, both Carly and Fernando left, having made important connections with top executives from the companies they met.
I spent some time reaching out to the people we met with over LinkedIn and you know, learning more about the companies myself in my own time. And I feel like I'm always going to think back to this experience and the advice that I was given.
I see. So it's kind of like a launching pad for potential internships or jobs that you're looking for in the future.
Definitely. Yeah. There's the part of it that's learn as much as you can from what they're saying. But then there's the part of it where you're very uniquely put in front of, you know, 8 different companies with people who are willing to get to know you. Uh-huh. So take advantage of that and connect with them now so that, you know, when you want to learn more about their company or want to potentially have a job in the future, that you have that starting point.
Despite not being involved in sports, now I have a job at Fox Sports as okay. an internship. And it was largely because of that. It was largely because of the main master. And yeah, I ended up having conversations with people from Fox Sports. And I really talked about it from, like, again, a technical aspect, like production. I met one of the vice presidents of production, David Neal, and he talked about his experience. And so I wanted to hear from his aspect and his perspective of what that was like. That conversation ended up leading me to meeting more people within Fox Sports, ended up applying to the internship, had conversations with other people. I got hired for the post-digital production team. And again, when I had a conversation with my manager, he's like, it's okay that you don't like sports. Like, it's okay that you don't have to be like this fully ingrained person. But again, if you'd asked me at the start of my college career, if I was going to ever work in sports, like, I would have been like, probably not, because that's not really something that I'm interested in. Now I'm here.
To get the most out of the Maymaster experience, they both say it's important to network.
I was definitely thoughtful when it came to coming up with questions that I wanted to ask, because that's something that people take note of, and not just for purposes of taking note, then I get to hear their response and learn more. And I feel like when you have an experience like this, you just need to remember that it ends. And so be there, be present, ask the questions you want to ask, and then walk away from it, reflect on it, and see what else you can do from there. And that goes back to the connecting on LinkedIn and the reaching out to people and building from it. You know, don't just show up and walk away.
We often think about, like, oh, I want to get somewhere. Who do I have to talk to in order to do that? That is not the right approach to networking. If you go at it with the curiosity and an open-mindedness about how to explore connections or just talk to people and find something that is of interest to both of you and just like build a rapport and build a connection that at some point, maybe you have a question and you can know that you can rely on that person who's an expert in that particular area or industry. That is how you network. Being able to find commonality with people that you wouldn't expect to find commonality with, and just being open to what that looks like. And then just being proactive. I would say, like, following up with people. And if you say you want to follow up with someone, like, you should follow up with them.
There's a highly competitive application process for Maymaster, but our guests have advice for future potential participants.
You can convey why it matters to you and why you would take advantage of it and how it would impact you. I feel like that's something that the people who are choosing who get to be part of this, I feel like that's something that they would look at fondly. And if you can communicate that you're really passionate and want to learn and will show up and be attentive and ask thoughtful questions, I feel like these are things that they're most likely looking for in future Maymaster participants.
I have to be very upfront about where I worked throughout my 4 years here at USC Annenberg. I worked in the admissions office. So I got to make...
So you admitted yourself in?
No, not exactly. But I got to work in an office space where a variety of individuals who are overseeing the process of, you know, the Maymaster. I've already gotten to meet a lot of the career advising team. And so I guess the recommendation that I'd have is don't just get to know the people that are advising you on a one-time basis a semester. Like, really build the connection. And networking is also important with the people who are advising you in your career and what you can do in the future. This goes a long way as well in careers. When you're applying for jobs and you're going to be interviewed, like, you should research the person who is interviewing you so that you understand how to connect with them and how to be able to leverage what you know and present it to them.
Thank you, Carly and Fernando, for joining our podcast. You can learn more about the Maymaster program by visiting annenberg.usc.edu/maymaster.